Thank you and good afternoon. Today, Eureka Internal Medicine announced that they will transfer its operations to Humboldt Medical Specialist and St. Joseph's Hospital in Eureka. Eureka Internal Medicine is a group that specializes in things such as internal medicine, medical oncology, and lab services. And since 1970, they have been providing vital health care needs for residents of Humboldt County. The majority of the office support staff will remain the same, and with this transition, Humboldt Medical Specialist will grow to more than 50 providers who provide health care for patients throughout Humboldt County. Pacific Gas and Electric awarded a $5,000 grant to the Redwood Preparatory Charter School. That grant will help Redwood Preparatory's kindergartners and sixth graders make 5 public service announcement videos about recycling. They will be partnering with the Young Media Makers Group to make these videos as well. The final product of these videos will be set to air on television on Access Humboldt, and the videos will also be put up on the school's website. The money from the grant will also fund the purchase of gardening supplies, a compost kit for the school, and 5 iPad minis. Earlier today, a memorial service was held in Trinidad at the city's town hall in memory of Fisher Midnight Richardson, who was the 3-year-old boy that tragically died in an accidental drowning in the Big Lagoon Park last week. Richardson and his family were on the lagoon side of the park when it was noticed by family members that Fisher was missing. Following a frantic search of the area, authorities found Fisher in the water. Attempts were made by medical personnel to resuscitate Fisher, but the efforts were unsuccessful. 56-year-old William Lloyd Nelson was convicted earlier today at the County Superior Courthouse for the attempted murder of Humboldt County Sheriff's Deputy Bang Chow back in the early month of May. Chow and a sheriff's sergeant were serving a court-ordered eviction notice at Nelson's residence at Kelly Lane in Shelter Cove when Nelson shot Chow in the chest upon arrival. Chow was wearing a ballistic vest, which stopped the round from taking his life. Nelson is facing life in prison, and his sentencing is scheduled for January 15th at the county courthouse. 26-year-old Carlota resident Alan Steinwan is facing felony DUI charges after a single vehicle collision on Highway 101 north of Stafford Bridge Saturday night. Steinwan was headed southbound when he lost control of his vehicle and left the roadway. The car fell 80 feet down a hillside below the roadway before coming to rest on out-of-service railroad tracks under the bridge. Steinwan was flown to a Santa Rosa hospital for treatment of major injuries he suffered during the crash. His passenger, a Fortuna man, suffered minor injuries in the crash as well, and he was taken to Redwood Memorial Hospital for treatment. Before Steinwan was released from the hospital, he was placed under arrest. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As we head into the Christmas holiday, local fire chiefs want to remind citizens to pay attention to your Christmas tree if you brought a real tree into your home. Due to the California drought, there has been an increase in drier trees. Dried out trees are a major fire hazard, and the best way to ensure you minimize the risk is to keep the tree watered. Ensure the lights you put on your tree are in good condition and follow manufacturer instructions when it comes to the number of lights that can be strung together. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods provided some more steps people can take to prevent this kind of hazard from occurring.
So we want people to be careful with their trees, get them out of their house as soon as they're finished with them, get them disposed of properly. The other thing is, with the storms and the amount of water we have, there are the electrical issues, and people need to make sure that their gutters are clear so that the water isn't running down their sidewalls and into their electrical panels and into electrical lighting and things like that.
Another preventive method is to keep open flames, such as candles, away from your tree. Caltrans has announced the latest round of project funding totals, as Humboldt County will see $2.5 million of that funding. The money will be used to fund the installment of a retaining wall and the reconstruction of a roadway on Highway 101 just north of Red Crest. Highway 299 near Willow Creek will also see some of that money fund the construction of a retaining wall and roadway reconstruction as well. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.